And good morning, Namibia, and welcome to the Weekend Unplugged right here on Eagle FM. I'm your co-host, Sean Jordan Usep, aka Godspeed. And yeah, I'll be your Saturday plug for good vibes, great music, and unforgettable conversations. Whether you're tuning in from Windhoek, sipping coffee in Ongwe Diva, or catching the show from your bed in Gitmans, we've got you. This is your space to unwind, unplug, and tap into the culture, the stories, and the people who make Namibia shine. Now listen, we are not easing on into the weekend slow. No way. Trust me, we're kicking it up a level with a very special guest, one of Namibia's most iconic music legends, the man who turned bars into bangers, melodies into movements, and stages into history. But unless you saw our poster yesterday, I'm not going to spoil the surprise. I'll let it wait for a bit. But for now, we're going to kick up with our first segment of the show, which is our R&B segment. So I've really been obsessed with 90s R&B recently, right? Because usually I'm more of a new school type of person. I usually listen to some of the newer people, like the Renee Raps, the Coco Jones, that sort of thing. But today I thought I'd bring back some of the things that my parents and certainly I hope your parents too were listening to. So I thought that I would start off with Tamia's I Am So Into You, because, you know, recently I've been feeling the song, and I think it's really poignant for how I feel about today. It's happy, it's sunny, it's cute, and yeah, so stay tuned only on The Weekend Unplugged, and here we have Tamia's So Into You.
We never pass anymore.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the musical stylings of Tamia's So Into You. Wow, that song brings back some serious memories for me, especially during a great time in my life. I was 5. I had no adult responsibilities, no job, just had to think about what to do at school. And yeah, I missed that time. I missed that time. But if you're joining us right now, you are at Eagle FM. Thank you so much for joining us on The Weekend Unplugged. If you have some suggestions, some questions, some queries, and some comments, please do call our studio line. That is 083-2888-401. I repeat again, 083-2888-401. So I've been thinking about, I've been thinking a lot about the kind of music we would be playing on the show, specifically since the inaugural, inaugural show. And my co-host, Bernadette Simon, and I, we really thought about, playing the music that we loved as kids, right? Music that we know that other people, our age, older, younger, everyone can relate to. And we specifically earmarked this song, the next song coming up, as the song to listen to, and that would be Rain by SWV, which is also funny if you think about it, because it just rained last night randomly during winter, which is crazy as well. Should we be worried? Should we be worried about the weather? What's happening there? But yeah. Honestly, I'm just really grateful that you're joining us. I'm grateful that the show has started, and honestly, I'm just grateful for the rain. I'm just grateful for everything. And so to celebrate that, here comes SWV's Rain. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was SWV's Rain. Shout out to the rain yesterday. It was quite timely. I think it just brightened up my spirit a bit. I don't know about you guys, but I love the rain. I love everything about it. I just love the coziness that it comes with. I love the fact that I can wrap up in my blankets, you know, just hear the thunder outside. It's perfect, man. It's just perfect. But yeah, for now, we are going to have a quick little ad break, but, please do stay with us only on The Weekend Unplug with your hosts, Sean Jordan Recep, aka Godspeed, and Bernadette Simon. Only on Eagle FM.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kondado ya inawa. Nuneudo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude kayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu. Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ileko shuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 149.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovis disposable nappies, 49.99 Namibian dollars for 2 kilos Surf hand washing powder, 2 liters Sunlight fabric softener, just 46.99 Namibian dollars. And 750 milliliters Sanja dishwashing liquid costs only 16.99 Namibian dollars. That's USave prices, where you save, I save. We all save at USave.
And welcome back only on The Weekend Unplugged with me, your host, Sean Jordan Recep, aka Godspeed, and my co-host, Bernadette Simon. So, I was thinking about the next song we could play, right? And I was reminded of this one tune that really rocked the 90s quite heavily back in the day. I remember my mother would play the song consistently when we'd be cleaning the house, when we'd be moving around, and I just felt like I wanted to bring it back, you know, just bring it back, have a little walk down memory lane, right? So this is Nguyen Thando Sami by Malaika. So I really hope you enjoy it. I like it. I hope you like it too. So yeah.
Bonile, di frumene, di
And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, was Malaika's Nguwe's Tandwa Sam. If you're just joining us today, it is currently 24 past 7 a.m. Saturday on the 26th of July, 2025. You're joining us for the inaugural episode of The Weekend Unplugged, only here on Eagle FM. If you wish to call in with suggestions, queries, song requests, anything of that notion, you can call us happily on our studio line at 083-2888-401. That is 083-2888-401. Concurrently, you can also text 081-200-4144 if you'd like to be added to the Eagle Media House WhatsApp link. That is to receive The Villager, our e-paper, every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, that number was 081-200-4144. Now, with Nguwe's Tandwa Sam, I just remembered that back in the past life, when I was, I think, 17 or 18 around there, I actually met one of the lead singers of the band, Bongani Kang. And I fangirled personally. Like, I've loved Malaika for many, many years. I remember the first song I heard of theirs was a little number named Destiny. And anyone who was a kid or just a teenager at that time, we all love that song, you know? There's just something so infectious about it, right? Like, whether it's the beat, I don't know what it is. Is it the beat drop? Is it how beautiful she sounds on the track? All I know is that song is embedded in my mind. And because it is, I feel like I want to play it. I don't know about y'all, but I want to play it because I want to hear it again. So here is Malaika again with Destiny. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
And we are back only on The Weeknd Unplugged. Now, I did tell y'all that there was more than one person in the studio. And that person has arrived. Hello.
Hello, Shal. How are you?
I'm good. This is, if y'all didn't catch me earlier, I did tell you that I had a co-host. And this is Sharon, a.k.a. Nelly. Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
I hope the morning is going well.
Okay. No, honestly.
Good morning, dear listeners, dear Igalopam listeners. It's your girl, Sharon, aka Nelly.
In the studio, we are together here with Sean. I hope everything is doing well over there, wherever you are, my dear Igalopam listeners. I would like to say hi, Shiringane Ano, Turingane Ano, Twa Tarangane Ano Ko Weeknd Unplugged Show, Yungane Ano Ili, Aitai, Haikarakongane Ano Mopaife Kuchangane Post 7 of Yungane Ano Oponai Nayongura, and Itingane Kara Ano Uli, Waturonguti Pomeva Omprikini, Ano Karangane Alushe Ano Wapurakena, Vengane Ukarano Wendera Pamwe Nehumo Komesho, Aye, O Turingane Ano Pamwe Nashaun, Mo Studio, Turimungane Nashaun. Nanongane umnaironga pamwe name, doetengane kuchano shiringa tashikenda na watashika karangasha wiza weekend, or waza weekend. Are you guys ready? Are you ready for your DJ Nelly and DJ Shaun in the house? I hope you guys are ready. Hi, monena natawina to introducing, doetenga kuchatuka karapuano tunapongane, omwenda asimanangane. Teka karamo kasho na koni maoka fimbo mo studio duwete ngane kuchano atutingane stay tuned ano ini mtaikenda na wakashona everything is gonna be hey hello everything will be okay soon
yeah,
if you are just then gripping some coffees you can always yashan you know grabbing some coffees and then you can maybe always try to listen to the show kuja ano what is happening at Ikele FM so yeah my Ikele FM listeners stay tuned.
All right. Actually, yesterday I was talking to a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me a very interesting question.
Yeah.
She asked me, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? So I'm going to ask you that. Because I know my answer.
Yes, yeah.
I know my answer.
You know your answer. Yeah, but I
already
don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, what is that?
Like a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like any ability that makes you superhuman. So for me, I would want to have something called like telekinesis, right? It's the ability to read minds and move objects with your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would want. What would you want?
Yeah. So for me, how do I describe it or how do I give the explanation on it? I don't know really like what do I want? What do I want? For me, I feel like I'm that person, eh? Like, I just have that feeling of maybe, let me say, especially as an MC.
Yeah.
Let me say I'm an MC or maybe a host
yeah.
to an event or something.
Yeah.
And let me say, for me, I had that feeling of like becoming an MC, like it's just a dream.
Yeah.
Or let me say for me being a journalist or for me being, an MC in my life.
Yeah.
It's something that I've always wanted to. It's not like maybe, I studied or something, but I wanted to be like that. I wanted to do that. So I was so eager to learn or maybe to become something like that in my future.
Yeah.
So, I feel like, yeah, but I really don't have an answer to your...
To the question,
but yeah, I just have that feeling of becoming an MC in my life, or let me say, maybe like, how now? Like,
yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I actually think that for you, if I could give you a superpower, I think I would give you super speed.
Super speed.
Yeah, the ability to move very quickly.
Yeah, I want to move quickly, so fast.
Yeah.
Like, just to be something really quick or something. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, you know.
Yeah, it's true. You know, in life, if you really want to do something, you might just have that feeling or maybe in your mind, you must always try to do or to say,
of course,
I can do it.
Of course.
I can do whatever I can.
Yeah.
Or this one, I can go for it and I know I can do it better. Or I can go for it and I can do it no matter what. what it calls, you know. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes in our lives, we were given talents. We were given talents. Let me say, artists, they were given talents.
Yeah.
Even for you, as you are speaking there, you were given a talent to speak.
Yeah.
You can do whatever. Yeah. You can do whatever you can with your voice. That's what we say is the voice of the voiceless, you know.
Yeah.
The voice of the voiceless. You can do whatever you can with your voice and you can go far even, you know. And it's what you're calling, it's a super speed, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's really something so
that was what interesting. I thought about it and I was like, yesterday when I got the question, I was like, I'm going to ask Bernadette about this. I'm going to see what she has to say because I think it's very interesting.
No, for real.
No
shout. So long. I'm going to ask her this question and I will see how she's going to answer it.
Yeah.
So I got you. It's really nice. It's so interesting. I love the question.
Yeah.
And my encouragement to other people or maybe to the youth or maybe to the young people is that in life, if you have a talent, you must go for it. Mm. If you know that you can do it, you must do it.
Real. Honestly.
With your energy.
Real.
Do it. Confidence. You must have that confidence that I can do this. I can go for it. And even if you happen maybe to fail at some steps, you must know, you must not try to throw in the towel, you know. Just try to go for it. Just try to get up and go forward.
Yeah.
And then you can. Do whatever you want to achieve in your life.
100%.
And something where you want to, let me say, you want to achieve something, especially being an artist. And you feel like, no, this song is not nice. Maybe the listeners are not interested in it or whatnot.
Yeah.
And you feel like, no, let me just throw in the towel. Throw in the towel, that means you must not give up.
Mm.
So you want to give up or something. You must not give up. You must try your best until you achieve, until you win, you know. Yeah, that's all. My encouragement to the young
people. Have you ever thought of being a pastor?
Come again?
Have you ever thought of being a pastor?
Me?
Yeah.
I remember when I was young. Yes, I remember when I was young.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be, let me say, in my life, I'm a prayer warrior.
Mm.
I love praying. I love God.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not that person apangwe kuchakesi kotandi mosonda hakeshandi kongereka nengini, but I do love God. I can preach. I can do whatever. Andi duruku kuilika, andi duruku define whatever. When I'm in my room, mala kandishinana kuchangeno nuinga, I can go to church every day, each and every day.
Mm.
But I can do whatever. But
No, I get it, man. Mm-hmm. I get it, man. And if you're just joining us today, or right now, rather, it is currently 22:28 on a beautiful Saturday morning. You are with Bernadette Simon and Sean Jordan Uisip only on The Weeknd Unplugged. Now, I have another song for us to play. This one is one from my childhood that I think I love.
You love the song.
I hope you know it. I hope you know it. It's Beyonce's Me, Myself, and I.
I love it. So Beyonce. Yeah, you can put it.
Okay. Well then, this is the musical stylings of Beyonce, Me, Myself, and I. Only on Eagle FM. Stay tuned.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Trust me, ma.
Told me one day I would see
And welcome back. That was Beyonce's Me, Myself, and I. And you know, it's such a real conversation, especially since we live in Windhoek.
Yeah.
Ish. Love. Like, in Windhoek.
Whoa. It's not for the weak.
You need to love yourself. You need to love yourself first.
Love yourself first, my love. You must love yourself first.
100%.
You know, Moz, for now, I have that feeling, I have that thing in my heart. I'll never believe a man. Yes. I'll never ever believe a man in my life. For real, men's. Those are the real schemas.
No, from what I see for my sisters, it's rough over there. I'm so sorry.
Love must wait first because I feel like I have that feeling of I just want to build myself, become a rich woman, and forget about men.
Of course.
Here in Windhoek.
There's no space for love here, my dear.
As Windhoek is. Hello.
And you know, the one thing that we're looking for with love is someone who can stand with you through the test of time, right?
Yes.
Someone who can pull you through, hold your hand, move you through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that because of that, and that's what we all want, why not put on a song?
You're right.
And also,
loving somebody is not just maybe love and whatnot.
Mm.
You must look for somebody to build with, somebody to grow with, and also a real man or a real woman.
Mm.
You know, when we are talking about the real men or real women, not just a man because okulingane kwa shivaro chinyaku cha lumenu, mara you must know kucha.
Yeah.
This is not a boy.
Yeah.
This is a man.
Yeah.
Because they said there are men who are 24 and boys who are 50. Mm. So that means maturity doesn't come from the
age.
Not necessarily from the age, but from the mindset.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
So I can't just be with someone. The person is just, he won't build you. He's not there to build. Maybe he's just there to destroy you and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always better for you to look for somebody that can build you, somebody to build with, or somebody that to grow with.
Yeah.
Not just about love, doing love, traveling, vacation, and whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's not what we call love, guys.
Yeah. That's just the perks, the cherry on top when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
To be honest, in life, love is a scammer. And they say it's... It's blind. Love is blind. And it's true. So I really understand when they say it.
Yeah.
Love is blind.
Yeah.
And it's true. So you might love somebody. And then you fall in deep.
Yeah.
And for me, and you falling deeper.
That's my biggest issue. That's my biggest issue too. Hey, when I love someone, I love you deep. I personally think it's not an issue because it's just the way I am with people in general. Like if I love you, if I genuinely love and appreciate you.
Yeah, you are
in my soul. You're in my soul. And I can't, there's nothing that I can do about that.
I love the topic you came up with right now, Sean. So you know most and atuturapo topic haikucham. Nowadays ne also natangwa tutare kovanya shabakwe tuvelingo vafata vi kufem when you're committing suicide and whatnot. It's not really kuchange no mefimboli moti kufomu enyo pamwe. On the other side, we might say, okwafingwa nando kuli okunasha ningwa. But sometimes, especially men, you know men don't talk. They don't talk. They can never tell you their problems, whatever they are going through. Maybe if you happen to ask him, I don't know how, but yeah, they don't talk.
You know the one thing?
So sometimes there are those men there. That's why I love that word, kucha. As a man or as a person in life, you must never try competition. You have that feeling of, I have to compete with this because this age mate of mine is here. He's driving these Benz. He's driving these Jeep.
Yeah.
I must also have it.
Yeah.
Or maybe because he has the guy have... maybe your age mate has a beautiful wife, or maybe, that thing of, no, I also want this woman. But I know you really want a real woman.
Yeah.
But sometimes in life, ne, openova valumenu venya hoke lianga uli mupsa kati kucha, onke ino wakanga, anu venya nando kuli, eneko shimashinya kucha. she just want to depend on a man. Mm. You can never try to depend on somebody.
Mm.
I love, in my life, ne, mm. I love to be an independent woman.
Of course.
I love it.
Of course.
If I'm with my man, mm. I'm there to build, mm. for us to build together.
Mm.
Not for me to depend on him.
But you can
especially,
stand
let
on
me
your
say,
own.
Lashes. Makeup, mm-hmm. clothes, whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I want to travel where it's my vacation.
Yeah.
I'm depending on my man.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that, bruh. Mm-hmm. Like, you must depend on yourself as a woman.
Yeah.
You must build yourself also.
Mm-hmm.
You must, like, be yourself.
Yeah.
You must be yourself as a woman. Not to depend on your man. Maybe when you are with your man, you must there to build each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not to depend on your man.
Yeah.
You know, most that thing, it puts pressure on a man also.
Mm-hmm.
Nande, maybe you want a week.
Ningo
shimashimwe kesho number on lumenu akarungo tompora nande. Ushiku chovaru menu na vova dalelwe. They're just like us. So, on lumenu tompora nande kucha. No, on dala shikena shik. But the man can't afford it. Marashashi because he wanna show you kucha. He's a real man. Or maybe he feels like, I don't wanna lose this lady. I wanna be with her.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, neno kona tango toka papara lo lumenu shonkenu eningilini maisho kwe kuheting. Atutarina tango kostori nyaka dona winya. Vakarapamweno lumenu. Kadona onumenu test qualification ali everywhere ataka studying engineering at the end of the day eshakamoni longa kadona kwaka hetingo mati ekemwefa akajapono hota travel ake vacation otua yayo yalanda taishingwa by the other man.
Yeah.
You know, that is really, it sucks.
It does suck. It does suck, yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So, I don't want that. Alumenu, inandihara noho shimashinya pamwe kucha. Shashuete, you are going through something, financial problems or something. Nenge pamwe nkenu tatulo pressure kove, ahalo shimasho numba. Okukala, ngengo nkenu shikuchote kuproshima and you can't afford it.
Yeah.
And pamwe tati kucha ngengi nompo shimasho tekwef. Leave.
Mm.
You must run for your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Not that thing of you are there because the person is craving for something that you can't afford.
Remember, me, myself, and I. Mm-hmm. That's all I've got in the end. That's what I found out.
Yeah.
These are the words that we must always take into account when we see when we're in these sorts of situations. Because
mm-hmm.
in my experience personally, I am very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I am so blessed that I have a support system around me.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I feel like that, right, like I go to therapy,
mm-hmm.
I do all of the things that I need to do to make sure that my mental health and my physical health and all of these things are great. But I also have to say that, like, in as much as I am lucky, right, there are people who also don't have access to that. So we should always remember that. But yeah, but back to the song that we wanted to play for you. This is New Edition's Can You Stand the Rain? I mean, it was raining for a while. So hey, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
You are right.
All
right.
Hello? Yes, we have someone calling in. Can you hear me? Ah, it looks like we just lost him. Oh well.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's continue on with the song.
I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
And also, my dear Igalefam listeners, I would also love to address ano atutarengani anongare poshiku mungu irengane tuchano poshimangane shishili tashi happening ano moshitukura shingano nene atutaisha happening moshitukura shahangwena tuingane twatano kuvanya shava hapo very kufa emunyona unenengane tulitwatala e teacher for real we really don't know why they committed suicide. We don't know why. Maybe they, some are saying they are going through, or maybe they, there's the other one that left a letter. He's saying he was going through financial problems. You don't know what financial problem is that. Ending life ne also kapena mwangala mwenyo shilini, ending a life is not a solution, guys. Cause they said okuli kufo mwenyo kakuno mwenyo walushe. So that thing of ending a life because you are going through something, that's not a solution. And as a man, you cannot end a life because you are going through financial problems. Because let me say like this. Kuchane ukalune njo dalie danumba dangati. Kapenonute kutula modongo because one njo nengi. Kapenonute kudipaya because one njo dae. Because akutula kucho shimashinya o imaliwa shimashinwe hashikongwa. Shimaliwa shikongwa ashidu kumonika. If I don't have that time, I don't have. If I can't afford, I can't. If I can't give you that money, I just can't. Maybe a person can just bear with me and I'll try to look for that money or something. And then I can pay for it. But nobody can put you in jail because or something. You can't just end a life like that because you are going through financial problems. You must always try to seek for help. Try to talk to somebody. Try to confide your secrets in somebody you can talk to. Yeah, pamwe fimbo ni mwa try ngangane efimbo nule. Or maybe pamwe try ngangane efimbo nule kuposa punumba nangadi. But maybe they cannot. Pamwe nave kupashua pumbwa. Ehungo mwenyina liwana. Try to go to psychologists. Try to visit them. They can talk to you. They can talk to you. They can always talk to you. Kucha, what should I do if I have this problem? Not just to end a life. That's not a solution. And also, inamolininga, like competitions should end. And also that thing of the mentality of a child, boy, don't cry. That thing shall come to an end. Inokara kucha, onuolumenu hokwena, onlumenu kwena. Cry it out. Let it out. Speak it out. And then you can find a solution, a better solution, not ending a life. So also avoid competition. You should try to avoid competition. But you can't afford, leave her. Women say a lot. Let me say, sorry to say that, but yeah, for real. So it's really something else. If ngengonke inu wamona poshikucha, itadrukuane no ake bacheta doedu na ngengepi. Try to look for another women. Women say a lot. Tokanga po utadruku kutunga shidurife unyakwa itokonjele. Ahaleike. That person just want to destroy you, not to build you. Find somebody to build with. Try to save money. Whenever you get paid, you must try always to save money. Not that feeling of, no, because I have this problem, let me just end my life. Because my woman is asking me this and that, I can't afford her, let me just end my life. That's not the solution. So you must always try to find a solution and maybe to overcome that problem, not to throw in the towel, not to give up. Like that, the person gave up. And also, kumbingana tango ya niti kucha alumenu na tango, ngaho, okupotoshi mo problem ya punumbanangati, hashuvaya. When you are ending your life. So, yeah, I. Ndiyo tengane kuchano. Ondaya pongane. Kafindo kashono purikini. Ano. Oturingane. Ano. Atuka. Yako mesha no no. Show yetu. Kashona ngane. Atutingake kuchano. Mo studio yetu. Turinga mongane. Ano. Nomu. No, no, no muenda wetu asimana. Ndiyo tengane kuchauli watu longu tipo meva ompura kini wange wa Iker FM. Tutingane ano karawa purikina. Ovuka karengane ano uapuikina kwa muenda wetu. Andike muindro jisinganga koni mayo kafimbo kashona elela. Itatongwa manga na tukarengane ano atugese kucha oliembela, oliembela. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, man. So, If you're just joining us, you are on Eagle FM. This is The Weekend Unplugged right here. If you want to call in, our studio line is 083-288-4801. Now, joining us in the studio today, we have a very special guest. Now, as some of you may or may not know, this person kind of started it off for what we, as the young'uns, call the music industry of the early 2000s. If you're an artist, a dreamer, a creative, or someone who just grew up in Namibia during that time, this one's definitely for you. And we may be fangirling just a little bit, but we're going to dive deep. So we're kicking it up a level with a very special guest, one of Namibia's most iconic music legends, the man who turned bars into bangers, melodies into movements, and stages into history. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, King TD is in the building. King TD, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us.
So I would love to say welcome, King TD, in our studio. We are so happy to see you here. How is the morning?
You guys woke me up early.
You're not really happy.
No, I'm an early person because I've got, I've got daughters that I take to school. So
yeah.
I wake up very early. And after that, go to my office. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm an early person, just that I wanted to rest for Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we got 100%, you.
100%. But so today on the show, we wanted to talk about the experience of an established artist, what that would look like, mm-hmm. and maybe some tidbits for the creatives that would need that sort of advice, that sort of tip.
Am I the right person to speak to?
I would say so.
I don't think so.
I think first of all, I wanted to ask, so for an artist like you, right, someone who specifically with marketing and promotions, how important is it to factor that into your music journey? How important would that be for you?
You mean the marketing?
Yeah, with in terms of promotions and marketing.
music, you know, although they say, you know, it comes from talent,
mm-hmm.
it's a business just like any other business, just like somebody who's talented, you know, not everybody's born a businessman.
Yeah, right.
You can force, somebody to be a business person, but if it's not a business person, that business will still fail.
Yeah.
Just like forcing somebody to be a leader, you understand, mm-hmm. to still, his leadership will still fail. Music, just like I said, is like any other business, you know, it needs promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's a product just like any other product, just like, BMW need to be marketed, you know, mm-hmm. music also need to be marketed. You know, you need to promote it for people to know. For me, when I started, you know, leaving university, I knew that I was failing won't be an option, you understand? Because when I left university, my whole family wrote me off,
mm-hmm.
you understand? But now, you know, they say, yeah, did you speak to Meraki? Did you speak to you understand? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So option, yeah. I mean, or failing wasn't an option.
Yeah.
So, let me not say my whole family, the person that was responsible for me to go to university.
Right.
Yeah, so he was disappointed, like, ah, this guy, you know, music, you know, always is associated with bad things.
Yeah.
It's either alcohol, women, and drugs.
Mm.
You see, so he was like, ah, this guy's going to do drugs and all that. So I've made sure that, you know, understand, I do the right thing. So promoting my music, you know, I didn't know radio DJs, so I had to go find out, you know, what station is this, put my music on there, you know, go to the newspaper and do that. And here is King TD from the dock. No, it's not easy, you know, because just like starting any other business, you know, just like you going to university, best student going to university, just even like in class, if you're the best, you know, not everybody will like you.
Yeah.
You understand? Because you are a threat to so many people.
True.
Yeah. So, if you are a girl and all the guys speak to you, you are not the one. You are not the one looking for guys.
Mm-hmm.
You are just the guys are speaking to you, the cage.
You are right.
You know, it's the same thing as in music. When you're starting, just like any other good thing that's supposed to be done,
mm-hmm.
There will be a lot of people that will be distracting you.
Yeah.
You know, it's up for you just to say, look, I'm focusing there. I'm not going to look this side or the other side. I'm going to push my music to 80s today. You know, for me, it's the same thing. You know, when I was starting up, you know, at university, people laugh at me. I'm copying South African music. Some of them will boo me.
Yeah.
And today, you understand?
Yeah.
And today is...
You are here.
Yeah, music made me now. You know, created a lot of things when Shasho clothing came from, all the other things. You know,
you
so
are now a Groten. Yeah. Okay, okay.
I guess a Groten.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Even myself, I can see it. Okay, my question is that what is your view on the Namibian music and entertainment ecosystem today? Or maybe would you say there is still space for a young artist from the township?
I think music has evolved. You know, when we started with Kwaito, we found the Jackson Kawiyos in here.
Mm-hmm.
We found the Rashi Hammers and all the other legends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, I jumped on the bandwagon when Kwaito came in. You know,
yeah.
You know, first I started with hip hop, but you know, hip hop wasn't really going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this brand of music that came in, or the type of music that came in, which was Kwaito, which was everybody was loving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also didn't know that, you know, I could fit in because I already found people in.
Yeah.
I will refer again to say again, just like any other business, they'll tell you, like, you can't start a consultant business in this field because it's already big guys.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes big guys, they run out of ideas.
Yeah, they run
out of ideas. You know, saying you might come in something fresh, different and all that, you know, and that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how business changed now, there's AI, there's all these other things, there's what, you know, there's always space for anybody. The only thing that is, you just have to focus, have the right people on your side.
Yeah.
The messaging in your music should be great, you know. I see, like in Kwaito, when we started, you know, a lot of people wanted to challenge us,
mm-hmm.
or to challenge, you know, just to see. You know, because also I'm aware of competition.
Yeah.
You know, I'm aware of competition.
Yeah.
I know who my competition is. Somebody will just come and diss me or do or say this about me. I know you're not at my level. Or if I answer you, we might be here and there. Argument. You know, there's always room for
two.
For anybody that's coming in, you know, just have to, where the Yeezus came from.
That's the thing.
You see, where the Yeezus came from, you know, he came in a different thing. Everybody was following this type of music. He just focused on that type of music. And look where he is today. There was Miss Gideon. There was,
LaToya.
There's LaToya. There's, Top Cherry.
Top Cherry, yeah.
There's all those, you know, there's always space. You just know what to do. Have the right team with you. And the thing is that you can have a talent, but if your team is not right, then I'm sorry. And plus also your ego can play with you.
Yes.
You see?
And also the thing of, that's what I was saying, even like, you feel like maybe somebody's influencing you, or maybe you are finding some challenges, and you feel like you want to give up.
You see, when you come in the music business,
mm-hmm.
you know, you come with nothing. You don't come with money unless your parents are rich.
You are right.
You see, unless you are Davido.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see. Which is true.
Yeah,
his parents. But he was focused, you know, he was very focused doing what he wants to do without the parents' support. So it's easy to be influenced by people. Somebody will, because of a hit song, somebody will come. Yeah, let's go to the club. Let's go out to that.
Yeah.
Let's go to some girl. Some people want to hang around you because, you see, when you got a hit song and people are talking about you,
mm-hmm.
you start getting new friends. That some are real friends that want to see you grow.
Yeah.
Some are friends that
fake
friends or just want to benefit from what you have that time. Just like you know, some guys will come with a good cars. Let's go because we don't have a car.
Yeah.
Let's take you to the show. But their main aim is just to get girls. You know, get girls, all this. And if you are very weak, you'll start doing that.
You are right.
You know, you start doing that. And the more you mix yourself with so many people, that chance of you getting into that industry is gone. Your focus should be there.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to have the right team. When you're done with the show, hello, let's take pictures. Let's go.
You know, you mentioned earlier about competition and how important, or like how prominent competition is for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not allow that competition to steal your joy? Because the one thing that a lot of
it can only steal a joy when it comes to beefing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, you know, beef can really play with your head.
Yeah.
You know, saying, you know, and everybody in the beefing business wants to win.
Yeah,
you know, wants to win. But for us, I think we only had beef with Gaza, but which both of us won.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, we came at the level where the beef that we had built the industry. You know, mm-hmm. because people, everybody was like this side and this side. But you know, if you really focus on beef too much, I think it will destroy you. But you should know what your competition is. Mm-hmm. My type of music that I do is not what Gaza's do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying it's very totally different. Yeah, his music is more for the club.
Yeah.
Mine is more for the street.
We say it's house music and.
It's quieter, but it's different. You know, it's more different. If you go in the club, mm-hmm. you find more Gaza playing. Mm-hmm. If you go in the club, you won't find Ole King Tidi unless it's just specific songs.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you come in the street, the influence is there mm-hmm. of King Tidi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must know what your competition does. And being in it to win, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, and also competition makes you grow.
Yeah,
you know,
makes you grow.
If you see, let's say car business.
Yeah.
If you see the car business, or any other business that they do similar stuffs,
mm-hmm.
for sure Mercedes Benz doesn't want a BMW to win.
Yeah.
BMW doesn't want who to win. But, you know, because Mercedes-Benz came with this thing, nice LED lights, this thing. The other competition, I want to do it better. You know, they keep improving.
Yeah,
they keep improving.
Yeah. So competition is best for the business. Otherwise, it's just monopoly, you being alone there. I think you feel comfortable and you'll be doing bad music. You know, people want to hear good music and want to dance.
Yeah. Mm. No, I get that. But yeah, I think this is a good place for a commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
It is currently 8:09 on Saturday. We are in studio live with King Tidi, only on Eagle FM. Please stay tuned for more. Thank you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Oh, yes. The time is 9:58. And of course, you are listening to Up and About with me, Loisa. And we'll be going until the hour of 11 o'clock. And I really, really warmly apologize for really my network. I don't know what was that, but honestly, I'm very, very sorry for that. But of course, you do come through. The number is 081-333-6091 is the number in the studio. You can do call in and then let's engage, let's educate each other that what you think of cyberbullying actually. What do you think of it? And did you ever experience it? And what would you do if you become a victim, actually? What would you do? So please, you can do call in and we'll engage. And you share us your experience and what you think of cyberbullying, actually. The effect, what do you think that people do really engage in cyberbullying? Is it what they want, or perhaps they are going through a lot, or what do you think of this, actually, my dear beloved people? Close.
If our love was a fairy tale, I would charge in and rescue you on a yacht.
Yes, beloved, the time is our stone o'clock, and of course you're listening.
And we are back. This is The Weekend Unplugged, only on Eagle FM. If you want to call in and have a conversation with us, the studio line is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. Now, if you're just joining us, we're in studio, live in studio, with King TD. And yeah, we're just having a quick conversation about the industry, what it's like being an artist and what it's like being an established artist. So yeah, I have to ask though, do you think more artists, more established artists should look at mentoring the younger people coming behind them?
Yeah, it's very important. Just like I like comparing, you know, I like comparing. I think it's just gonna be just like, you know, in politics it's the same thing. You know, saying you can't be the president forever. You need to mentor people to take over you.
Mm-hmm.
In any other business, you know, if you got it's a family business, you need to mentor either your son or whatever to take over, because you won't be there forever. You want to do some other stuff still. You know, for me, I think when I came in the business, the music business, you know, I had people that were pushing me, which was Josie Joss and Killer B.
Mm.
They would take me to shows, they would expose me to the big crowds that they had.
Mm.
And I got to learn, you know, how to be on stage, how to do that, recording, all that. So it's the same thing when I came in the business, you know, I had, when I was very focused, when I was not focused, when I was very too much into the music business, because now it's now 10, going to 10 years without releasing an album.
Mm.
So if you count those years, 10 years, somebody should be maybe in grade what is that? Let me say this is the ninth year without being really active in the music business.
Yeah.
So I had people that I signed to my record label, that I was mentoring, and some of them went against me saying, yeah, this is a witch, is what, all those people came under Mshasho.
Yeah.
There's KPLS, that also under the record label. There's House Prince, who's Chester.
Mm-hmm.
All those people, you know, I've groomed them, telling them what to do. Don't be too much in the crowd. Don't be here, you know.
Yeah.
Don't be seen too much. Because, you know, music business, if you don't know it, if you get a hit song, you'll just be everywhere and people get tired of you. If you buy a Lamborghini now and you see it every day, I don't think you look at it as a valuable car.
Yeah.
It will be just a car like any other car.
Yeah.
Unless somebody that haven't seen it is like, oh, so you own a Lamborghini?
Right.
Yeah, but for you, it's like when you buy a new dress or a new suit, when you wear it, it's like, when you wear it 3-4 times, like, let me get a new one.
Yeah.
So in the music space, it's the same thing, you know, when they see you every day, they'll get tired of you. They'll be like, we're going to this club, you are there, you know, we're going to, and the music lifespan is very short. I was lucky that I went to 20 years.
Mm.
You know, it's difficult for somebody to go 20 years, one hit wonder or two hit song, and after that, the ego kicks in and all that, you know. Young ones, yes, they need to be told. You know, of course, you know, music, when everybody's speaking about you, the ego kicks in.
Yeah.
You know, you come in space, you know. There was a time also for me when it kicked in a little bit, you know, when everybody's speaking about you, luckily that God was on my side and the focus was on there. Cause everybody know, as young as, older as you, maybe is 20 years older, that is calling you Grootman. You feel like, Grootman, you know, you know, your ego is boosted. It's boosted, and then you end up either undermining everyone because you think you are this one, you know, when you go in the club, you know, because for me, when I go in the club and I'll say, I never really paid for going in a club, you know.
Yeah,
so when you go in the sea, you just say, oh, it's dog. Oh, okay. They open the door. Oh, how many are you? 5? Oh, okay. When you go in, you know, the environment change also.
Yeah, everyone is hyping.
No, not hyping. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, girls will hype because girls, they really don't hide their feelings that much if they really like you, especially if they've taken something.
Yeah, but to men, it's a difference.
To men, when you come in, they think you are taking their girls. You know, they'll start,
you know,
You know, it's all that. So mentoring youngsters, yes, it is very important. Otherwise, they'll end up doing funny things, you know, countless women partying nonstop. And they even forgot that, you know, you're supposed to deliver this product to the people. You know, you need to come up with better songs. Yeah. And also in music, you need to do research, you know. Mm. See, for me, I'll check other markets before internet became this big. You know, I'll go when I had first about Hi5. Hi5 was there before Facebook. Mm-hmm. So Facebook came 2009. So I was just always on Hi5. I'll check all these people there. You know, I thought that I'll try to see what things they do, music. Yeah. You need to do research for you also just to be on top of your game. You know, even with 9 years without doing music, I'm still there and still researching. You know, one day if I come back, I know what to do. You know.
You know, you mentioned something really important earlier about when you put music out. Mm-hmm. You said that you made it a point to say that, like, the music that you put out, not everyone's going to understand. And not everyone will figure out what it is you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. But if the message is strong and if the message is solid and if the music is good.
Yeah. No. You know, it's tricky.
Yeah.
It's very tricky. You can have a good message, but nobody wants to listen to a good message.
Yeah.
You can sing about... let's do this, you know, but if you the moment you put some words like the American words, the F, you mother F, that's when that's my guy. That's what they want to listen to. But if it's that thing about let's go to church, like look where did this guy came from now, you know, he's from here now, he's doing this, you know, it's very tricky with music, you know, it's just up to you to know what type of music you want to do, and then your fan base grow with that. For me, my fan base grew with the type of music. My music was, or even some parents would be like, don't listen to that guy. Mm. But later as you grow and you start understanding what message was in there, you'll understand like, oh, okay. Yeah. But the nice thing that I made sure that for you to listen to me, I had to make sure that the beats are good.
Yes.
The beats you can't run away from.
Yeah.
So if you don't like the message, at least the beat you like it. Yeah. One of the two. So you have to be strategic. Mm-hmm. So I was very strategic with my...
Okay, I also would like to ask a question, just a simple question.
Not you would like, ask. I'm here for questions.
Okay, let me just ask, like, as an artist, do you think being an artist, it's contributing anything to the economy or
yes.
the society? Or
how yes. You know, I think earlier, when we started with an interview, I said... music is a business, and business employ people. You know, when you hear about the government says, you know, you can't depend on the government.
You are right.
You know, you have to create, you know, your own space if you've got the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, and talent is one of them. You're giving it for free, but you can turn it into profit. Mm. You know, so you can turn it into profits. And, you know, like I said, with your music, you can't do it alone. There, you need a team. You know, you need a team, and that team will depend on you also because you are the business.
Yeah,
you are the one that's creating the music. You are the one that, you know, you need to have a manager. You need to have a photographer. You need to have to do, and all these people are feeding their families.
Yeah. And also the one that are dancing for you.
Exactly, they are feeding their families. You know, some of them, not everybody was meant to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Not everybody was meant to be. There's a lot of great dancers that made it. Even they are now bigger than even CEOs have made to create bigger companies just from dancing. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it contributes. Yeah, it contributes to economy. The more good music you make, you know, let's say like we're winning music awards. Mm-hmm. You know, our country is so small, but we had to beat out the creators of Kwaito. Mm-hmm. Back home, if we were supported nicely by the government and whatnot, we could have been bringing a lot of money back home.
Yeah.
You know, with money that's coming to our economy. Yeah. Look at South Africans, they're always performing here. Mm. They're taking money back to South Africa. The economy is booming. Nigerians all over the world, and they're bringing money back to their country, which is booming the economy. So music contribute if it's very well polished, and well managed, it can create a lot of look.
Yeah, can you address something to that? I have that point you mentioned, especially nowadays in our country, people are not really supporting the local artists, you know. They are trying to support people from different countries, which is like, as you're supporting those people, the money is going outside of the country. By then, we are having a lot of people that are not working.
I was lucky. Mm-hmm. I was lucky that I came in an era where local changed the whole music industry in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just into local. If you don't release an album, what, you know. I'll say it's not because of that. It's also because of artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, artists, they don't want to be...
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to do commercial music,
mm-hmm.
you know. If you do commercial music that people like, you know, they'll support you. Otherwise, you'll be at every event where other artists are performing, you know, for us, I'll do shows
mm-hmm.
of my own
mm-hmm.
in a stadium
mm-hmm.
of my own, you know, all that just to prove to people that I can do it, whether I have sponsor or no sponsor,
yeah.
you know, because if you believe too much in sponsors, sometimes sponsors, they also want to see if you can do it on your own,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they see numbers, that's when they start having a conversation with yeah. you, because otherwise, if they don't know you, and like I said also earlier, you need to promote yourself too much. We live in the world where you don't even need radio anymore. Because for me, I don't need to send my music to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send it if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are now lots of platforms that you can really get yourself heard.
Mm. You're right.
There's WhatsApp. There's Apple Music. There's what.
Yeah.
If you put it on there, you can go to Facebook and advertise your music on Facebook.
YouTube, you know,
in the past, you need to be in the newspaper and what. You can just put. I can just put an article there on my Facebook page
mm-hmm.
or my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They'll read it about. You know, they'll.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, maybe what you think maybe can be done for the Namibian people, just for them to step up, for them to support the local music. Not the thing of you are going to this club. People are just listening to a South African song.
I think just also it have to start also with the artists themselves, you know, mm-hmm. taking themselves seriously, creating great music, creating commercial music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really want to go far, it's about, because when you're doing music, you're not doing music for fun.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing music for people to buy.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing as radio station. You created a radio station not for fun.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, you need to, people that are working here, they need to be paid. There need to be adverts running. So it should be very commercial radio station for people to come in
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people will listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you create good music, good beats,
mm-hmm.
good features, you know, because also No Man is an island. If you feature here and there, because, you know, your market might be this small.
Yeah.
The Mshasho market will just be only this 100 of people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I work with, let's say, Yaziza, I tap into the music. Oh, so there's this guy. Okay. If I work with David, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I work with, you know, you have yeah. to do. And also, I'm not saying you're just going to work immediately with these big stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to prove yourself
yeah.
for you to get to that level.
Yes.
And also, when people see that, oh, these youngsters
mm-hmm.
or these musicians are doing well,
mm-hmm.
that's where the corporates start coming in.
Yeah,
you see, they start coming in. They say, oh, no, we've got great artists here. They don't need to have South African artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to compete with what is outside.
Yeah.
Like how I was when I was very active,
mm-hmm.
I have to compete with that. Telling me Mandoza, I can do it also just like Mandoza.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me what I can right. still at the same level as
yeah,
him.
Yeah, especially, let me say, there's those upcoming artists.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this person really want. He or she is eager to become an artist in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he really wants to be like King Titi.
But
maybe sometimes the beta is nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how you say it? Is
the
it
beat.
The beat.
Yeah.
The beat is
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
But the words, like, to come out of the
yeah,
mouth, it's something else. Like, you see,
people move to beats.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move to words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they move to the beat. If the beat is nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, the wording become easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can even just repeat your stuff. You know, just look at how my piano is. The beats
mm-hmm.
are nice.
Yeah.
They just keep repeating the same stuff and you're just grooving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, unfortunately nowadays, that's what the young generation wants. And you can't blame what the young generation wants. So for you out there, if you know, I know it's very difficult to create something from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can see, oh, this one is moving well, move into that wave. Mm-hmm. Move into that wave and just do it your way. Just do it your way. That will please your fans. And, you know, if you do something great, look at Spooza, mm-hmm. DJ Spooza.
Mm-hmm.
It's Amapiano. Look how he's using it just to his own benefit. And yeah. He's moving into clubs. He's moving into where he's getting deals. He's getting whatever. It is just that people come in with the ego. Yeah, I just want to do quite a challenge those guys. Those guys are gone, done already.
Yeah.
Those guys are gone, done already. You can't challenge them.
And their history is so huge
that you can never do it. You can only do your part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can never do your part. What I've done, I like speaking for myself. What I've done,
you are right. The thing of like,
it's got a track record.
Mm-hmm. You are a complete.
So the more they do great,
mm-hmm.
You know, our market is very small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for hating and for what, our market is very so small, not compared to South Africa, where mm-hmm. if you do one hit song, you'll be able to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now here it's too small. You have to move into a lot of. I mean, you have to sell a lot of units.
Yeah.
For you to live comfortably.
Yeah.
Plus, also you don't just have to rely on music alone. Have something to when you fall, there's something that it can carry you.
Fall back on, yes.
Just to exemplize, let's see, Shitana.
Mm.
Can you see where he is now?
Mm.
But he was. I remember that song. Eyumbatati. It's what.
No, but that's politics.
Yeah,
he went into a new career.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm saying in music, you have to have something to fall back on,
because
mm-hmm. I don't think Shitana will have time to do music now because it's too busy now.
Yeah.
With politics. So with music, they say don't put your eggs in one basket. You know what I'm saying? So at least while you're doing, at least study something, have something to add to that while, and get used to people knowing that you are working there and you're doing music this side.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, when things start going bad, they'll be like, ah, so now you went to work for ShopRite.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And you know, in music also, when you go down, everybody will laugh at you. Yeah. When I was coming here, I was listening to you guys speaking about love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in music also, depression kicks in.
Yeah.
You know, when you're this big star, everybody was loving you, and you fall down, mm-hmm. everybody start moving away. You know, you feel the pain. You're coming at the bar. Everybody, you want to sit next to them like, ah, my brother.
Yeah.
And they start even saying, ah, check, man.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're not loved.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, have something to fall back on so that when this stops, and you know, music is not forever.
Yeah.
It lives a set. Music, yes, that you've recorded can live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But you doing it, you won't be doing it forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a certain stage where, let's say, and we musicians,
mm-hmm.
we travel a lot,
yeah,
you know, go to that town, go to that town, go to that town, go to that town.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if there's an accident?
Mm.
And I said, what happens if there's an accident?
Yeah.
You can still walk, but your voice is gone.
That's a thing.
Or your voice is not gone, but your legs are off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll still, and they used to love you for dancing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Will they still book you?
Yeah. The dancing is there.
And the world is a very harsh world. They won't feel sorry for you.
Mm-hmm.
They won't feel sorry. The only person that will feel sorry for you is your mom. The rest, they say, ah.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I love to say voices, it's a talent.
Mm.
And so,
if
you have a voice.
I think there's a question that you ask, what should be done to enhance the
for the Namibian artists to
elevate like South African music,
mm-hmm.
the government is 100% involved. You know, they pump in money.
Mm-hmm.
They pump in money. The Nigerian people, they pump in money. When there's what? Independence Day or all these other things, is what? You see them pumping money or bring their artists to their embassies and what? You know, just...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, musicians, they can sell a country well than politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson is from where? Oh, Michael Jackson. All the politicians want to be around him. Oh, Davido when he comes here, or whoever, you know.
Everyone want to see him.
Or when they win awards. Because
mm-hmm.
for me, what I don't like is when everybody want to get involved when you win an award. Just look at how Boma, the
athlete.
Yeah. So when she won, everybody, we just want to give you this, we want to give you this. Now that the career is going down, yeah. They're not even speaking nothing about it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So the government need to pump it more. I'm happy that I've heard about...
President one. Yeah.
Because you can't just need these people when you need something.
Yeah.
You see, when you need to promote something, that's when you need musicians. Because remember that musicians themselves, they've got followers that believe in them. Because for me, if I said do this, they'll follow me. They'll believe me because that's who they be. If I cut my hair this certain style, some of them will start seeing them cutting this.
You are right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So... they've got an influence that most of people don't have.
Right.
Even just buying a product, that's why you see they attach an artist on a product, but they won't attach a politician. Let me tell you a story. There was a story about this kid that was schooling at Oshigambo High School. It was in those days, 2009, 2001.
Yeah.
So this kid was always failing. You know, every time writing exam or test, they'll just write Mshasho or the dog, you know, the question paper there and everything, school bag, everything. But the kid was brilliant. Luckily, I don't know where this teacher got my number from. So like, oh, there's this kid that is very brilliant, but the future is going downhill. Maybe if you come to the north one day, if you got time, come speak to him. Yeah, so I came one day there, spoke to this child. You know, this child, I just told him, look, I want you to appear in my music video. And the kid was very much excited. Very, very excited. Yeah. I want to be in the music video. I also want to be on TV.
Yeah. Of course.
Which that kid never even appeared in that music video. You know what I told? I think he was in grade 11 or grade 12. So I was like, you know, if you show me your grades, if you pass with these grades, I promise you're going to be in a music and you'll be always standing next to me.
Yeah.
That kid went to pass and today is a lawyer, got his own firm.
You may change.
You understand? You see that influence?
Just because you promised the person.
You understand? But although I didn't do for him to be in the music video,
but
now he's living a better life, you know. And also, if he's got his firm, he's now having what? Employees, you know, he's feeding so many families, you know, just from that promise.
That's
what I'm saying, you know.
It's really contributing.
The government need to really look after artists and work together. We can build the country and artists are business people, you know. You can develop something from music into a business. If you see Jay-Z have all these multiple companies, they didn't start from nowhere, they just came from music.
Yeah.
Mshasho came from music, just from me just mentioning the way to having close to doing all this to you know it. We need the government to pump into the arts all the time, all the time, and that's why also youngsters, you know, will take the arts very seriously, not just music but any other thing, visual, all these movies. Just look at Nollywood.
Yeah,
Nollywood is bringing a lot of money from all those funny movies.
Yeah,
and that's what we need. It's just it's an industry on its own that need to be taken care of.
So if you were to come up today, right, what would you do? What would the roadmap be for you if you came up today instead of when you did? What would the roadmap be for you? What would you do to would you work?
I think I will. The focus should be on, having the right team on my side. If I came out now, which will be very easier to image, use the platforms that are there now today. That you don't need even a lot of money to advertise your things. You just need data, which is just, even if it's 50, you can just put all your stuff on social media and what put you out on. It's easy. It's easy nowadays, you know, for someone to come out and do collaborations with whoever that is doing well, you know, because I don't want to. That's why you don't see me doing collaboration with just anybody. I need to know that value for value. I must step into your market and you step into my market, and then we grow together. Exactly. And I should know also how. You live daily. If you just, whether you've got talent or something, you're always in bars, you're always doing all these funny things and no. Mm-hmm. I'd rather keep myself to myself and wait for somebody that is.
And that's great.
Yeah. And I'm willing to work with those ones that are great, you understand? And those that are great, I'm willing to and mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that is very insightful. So I think we can go for a quick commercial break.
No problemo.
All right. But please do stick around. This is The Weekend Unplugged, only on Eagle FM.
Yeah.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.
Dear listener, the following show is a playback.
All right. Good morning. Good morning to all the listeners of Eagle FM. Good morning to all the Namibian citizens. Good morning.
Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nuneudo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora esatimwe bali heavy nola natu. Heari bali no heari ile ko berewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu atatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Dear Eagle FM listeners, sir, the thing I have put on Mulingane Maturo Mutipo Meva, I Hulingane Tende Pamano Na Sharon, aka Nelly, Tingane Pamano Na Shaun, Hulingano no longer Pamuiname, Shuana to Tipucha no more studio to Mugani and no Shikinga Loe to Omshivikile, one maybe I know any atuti. King TD, the dog, tulingane anupamwe nae umo studio, elingane live, anukungane kuko Eagle FM. Yudengane kuchana ulito pulikine, ompulikini wange wa Eagle FM, shingane ulito nukate koe efi mpolongula, obi unupongane topikine anukucho. Shingane atashepeni gano ko radio ya Eagle FM, shingane anushiliko mupaife, tutingane anu It's a Weekend Unplugged Show, ilikongane taikarako, ile haikarako anu morumaka ya kehe, karangane ano uli wapuikina. Aye, nchingane ano kupula ano kintidi ngane kaprokasho ngane kucha. Kintidi, is there any song maybe you wish you never release or one that deserves more love than it got?
No, I can't say. I don't regret any song of mine that I've recorded because it was my thoughts and it took me time. Mm-hmm. I don't regret nothing. If it was a bad song or a good song, you know, it's my energy that I put in. Songs that deserve more love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's quite a lot, you know, especially with music videos. Yeah, but there's some that became big without being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I Wanna Know.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the songs. What other songs is that? Mama, for a song for my mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't pump it that much, you know. But also, there's quite a lot of songs, you know. Those or every album that I've released, there are songs that it doesn't mean that when one song is a hit, the other one is not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that one was pushed more and the other one was pushed less.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some songs that I could have pushed so much to be where they could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but some of the songs, because I've received a lot of people asking me, why can't you shoot for us that old music? I mean, that old song, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to do that and just to keep my old people, my old fans happy while I'm moving on the different direction.
Right. Yeah. Okay, maybe ushingane wala kukapitifano mala na tango kelinga menchi tikile ilandi tingipi kimba wala ngane nantu kapitife mwangane mopaife ilo atu tingipi mbele.
I don't really get what exactly you want to say.
Like, is there any song pamwe unanga pamwe? Let me say pamoka. Pita monale mo albuma ile openo albuma imengane wa niga this yengane uete munu unkarungane pamwe atutukuka.
I haven't released music in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the last 9 years, I've already.
For real?
For the last nine years, I haven't released an album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to 10 years now. The last time I've released was 2015,
mm-hmm.
2015, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can put 2015 to now, it's 10 years span. But between there, I've only done maybe around four to five songs only that I've pushed around. But I didn't really push them so much because I wasn't really focusing on music. I was focusing on other things.
Mm-hmm.
On other things, yeah. So I've done a couple of features here and there. There was a song that I didn't want to do, but because a person is my friend, you know, I was like, no, I don't want to do this song. I'm tired. You know, I just want to focus on something else. And that song became to be Tate Buti Todul.
Yeah.
So that song, when I even came in the studio, I was like, my friend, because I just arrived in town and Buti calls me. Please, man, I just want you on this song. I just want you on this song.
Yeah.
I don't want my friend. So I was just like, so I told my wife, listen, I know I just arrived in the house now.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just go to this guy and then just finish this song for him and quickly. Now I just came in. So I just went there, okay, put on the song.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even, I only spent about maybe
you are right.
5 minutes just doing that. Then I just left him with that because I just like,
okay,
we wanted my voice take. And the song became a hit.
Mm.
Yeah, so. Those years, this couple of years, I wasn't really into albums. Although I've got lots of songs recorded, I have maybe about over 100 songs recorded.
Mm.
Yeah, and most of the songs that I recorded went with the computer of the late Arafat.
Mm.
So, you know, I didn't really want to fight with the family to get the songs and what and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So I just said, okay, let me move on and let's respect the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I haven't really, but I've got few singles, that I've done. I hear them playing on a few radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
For me, I love that one that says, "Baby, don't go."
No, "Baby, don't go" is an old song. Yeah. "Baby, don't go" is.
But I love it. I love
"Baby, don't go" is
mm-hmm.
is about.
Mm-hmm.
I did it in 2005. So it should be.
I think I was just.
Should be over 15 years now.
No.
Should be over 15 years or 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 20
over 20 years now. So, and that song it took me 2 years to over a year or 2 years to create.
Yeah,
yeah, because you know I was more really into these rough songs, you know, street songs.
Yeah,
yeah. I've never really done a love song, so I was just working on this beat, you know, because most of the beats. I create them myself.
Mm.
It's me that produce them myself. I only go to other studios to record.
Mm.
Yeah, beats, it's me on the piano myself with these hands.
Yeah,
or creating melodies
mm-hmm.
and all that. Yeah. So I was like working on this song for so long and I was like, so after recording it, and I only recorded the song, it only took me 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
to record the song.
To record the song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. only 30 minutes, but the beat, I've worked on it for like mm-hmm. a year or 2 years. Because,
yeah.
So
the beat is there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So now, after recording it, I just kept it in my in my
catalog.
No, just in my CD. That time there were CDs.
Yeah.
So I kept. So a friend of mine that used to stay at my place stole the whole album.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
Stole the whole album. Then you went to sell it in the streets, pirating it. Oh. And the next thing, I'm in the club. I'm hearing, not in the club, driving. A friend of mine calls me from on Dangwa. Yeah. Hey, this song is so nice. I'm like, and he's making me listen to it. How did you get the song? No, it's all over here. I'm like, what the hell?
How did you feel about it?
You know, I felt bad because I didn't make sales like I was supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't make sales like I was supposed to. But on the other side, I felt good because I was never gonna release this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, the song is it's cool. It's out, so it's big. So I only had to change now other songs because I had to re-record the whole album,
mm-hmm.
and change the beats and all most of the songs that were stolen, I didn't put them in the album. I had to change the beat, like in the space of just a month, and release the album. Except "Baby Don't Go," which I didn't change because nobody could even change it.
Yeah,
the song was just too good and it's still good.
And
it got me into the corporate world. It got me into the white people space. You know, just like how Nkalakata did. You know, because I was just more into our race.
Yeah.
So it got me into the different. I was like, oh, okay. So I was working on something great.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe can you just give us your favorite song that you like so we can play it now?
I've got so many favorite songs. You know, I've got so many favorite songs if I have to go in the past.
Mm-hmm.
One of them which is Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Mama.
One of them which is Mama.
Mm-hmm.
What song also is there? So many.
Yeah, there are a lot.
So many songs that I have. But maybe we can play Ilakusa if you have it.
Mm.
Ilakusa is a new song that I did. Do you have it, right?
Mm, I have it.
It's a new song that I didn't really push much.
Mm.
I did it last year I'm with Exit and Sunny Boy. I found Sunny Boy in the studio that day and he was recording. I was like, my friend, give me space. I think I've got this sound that I just want to try out and... No, but I'm recording, my friend. Help me. I'll pay for your studio time. Just give me this time just to do it. Otherwise, it will run out of my head.
Yeah.
So he gave me the time. So I could jump on the song too. Yeah, it's a song that I didn't push that much, but it's a great song. Great beat. Great beat.
And I love the way the artists do their music.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there's a song, Andy Tinda featuring Alu Boy.
Mm.
Like, for real, I don't know how to sing.
Mm.
I don't know how to sing, but he just said, no, just try your best.
Mm.
I tried.
Do you know one thing? I've never really wrote a song.
Mm-hmm.
I've never wrote a song. You know,
the words just
can't start coming.
That's
never
what
really.
I love. That's
I've never, beautiful. And all especially right. Each when I do a song,
mm-hmm.
and I can't really get time. You know, so let me say I'm traveling and I'm feeling this like this is too great.
Mm.
You know. Luckily now, I stop between towns.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm traveling, if I know there's somebody in that town that have a studio,
mm-hmm.
I cannot pass by there. Otherwise, my head won't be functioning well. I need to go in there, at least take off what I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm in the club, like how I used to create my music, all those albums.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in the club, then ideas start coming in. Or I listen to a song in the club that I want to sound similar. Like, man, I'll leave that studio quickly, go to my PC, whatever that I have there, start working on it. And tomorrow morning, I'm done with it, you know.
Just chop.
Well,
that's a big thing.
Inspiration
I love.
Hits, yeah.
You know, when I was very active, like actively music, you know, when I, because now, in those days, I was just alone, you know.
Yeah.
It's me in my flat alone, working on music.
Mm.
But nowadays, you know, I can't really do this. A lot of things to do is work, is family.
Yeah.
Is meetings,
it's
all that. So you bombarded with. So in the past, you know, just wake up, do a studio, I'll finish a couple of songs, finish and clear.
Yeah.
That's how dangerous I was.
Yeah.
I know that's
true.
Yeah.
Let's listen, Gane Anoku, the doctor, Tingane Mama.
Thank you. amazing. Life is amazing. I just thought I could make it.
Yep.
What till I am?
What till I am?
What till I am?
Yeah.
He had to tell me, had to tell me what.
Nante, nante nante.
Yeah. Kamo na shina tu shigida.
Yeah.
Nante nante. Kese kuma uli koma futa. No momo ka Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Otwa futa nale. No aje tomana otwa futa nale.
Yeah.
Kese content.
Yeah.
Otwa futa nale.
And that was Ilakutse by King TD featuring Exit and Sunny Boy. So, King TD, any final words of advice?
Yeah, my final words of advice is Sunny Boy, you must change your name. You are now a man. Sunny Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunny Boy. Yeah, big man now. You can't be a Sunny Boy forever, man. Yeah. Okay. I just want to say maybe thanks to Eagle FM for having me here.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's too cold. You're supposed to ask me how's can we put there?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's
no, thank you very much, for having me here.
But maybe lastly, what can you maybe say or maybe something just to give to the upcoming artists?
I think they should just keep the focus, you know. Earlier in the conversation that we had here, I think as I've mentioned a lot of stuff that they should focus on, you know. There's a lot of platform out there for you guys to push your music on.
Yeah.
Not to say ignore radio.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of platforms that give your music to radio. Don't wait for radio to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? What did I say? Have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great team. Stop being seen around too much, dancing everywhere and what.
Yeah.
You know, rather build also your fan base, even on social media. You know, let people follow you, all that. You know, create something that also will make people follow you on social media so that when you're putting out your music out there, you know, everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
Create a great team. do a lot of collaborations with great artists, your peers, and when the music and also be able to be be versatile, you know.
Mm.
When it's you never know where your luck is. You know, like I said, I was more in love with hip hop, and then when Kwaito came in, I just jumped on that wave, and then here I am in South Africa. There's an artist that used to do hip hop too, then jumped on the wave. And now he's feeding his family with that wave, who's a Focalistic.
Focalistic
used to be a hip-hop artist. But now he's into Amapiano. He's one of the guys that is heading Amapiano. It's all over now, the world. So, multiple women, stop it. You know, they'll push you back.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
you back.
Drugs and alcohol will destroy your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, just focus, be in the studio and have something to fall back on, you know, have something to fall back on. But otherwise, I would like to say thanks to the government for recognizing the music business or the art world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Memene Tumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really thank appreciate you.
So it will help the young generation and it will build the industry. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And see you on social media.
It was really good.
See you on social media.
It was really good to engage with you, King TD. We really appreciate you, your time. Please keep up that way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was The Weekend Unplugged, where culture comes alive and legends drop knowledge. If you missed this interview, don't stress. Catch the full playback on the Eagle FM app and tag us in your Weekend Vibes using hashtag Weekend Unplugged. I'm Sean Jordan, Recep, a.k.a. Godspeed, and...
Dingo!
Yeah, it was so nice. That's so nice. It's your girl Sharon, aka Nelly. So guys, it was so nice. It was it was really something nice, and I'm so excited to see King TD today. It's my first time. Let me say, it's my first time seeing him live here.
Yeah.
So it was really something nice. It was so nice. So, and I'm so happy to whoever was listening to our show. So I hope to see Mr. King TD in the next
time. Yeah. So we're signing off with love, music, and a reminder that your dreams are valid and your voice matters. Stick around. We'll stick around because the next show coming up is Don't Stress. This is Eagle FM signing out.
Bye.
uthando my darling ngifuna sibafakele pressure ngizoba uRomeo wena uJuliet.